Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Continue to pray for the peace and the security of Israel. This is a historic time, not only in the nation of Israel, but certainly in our country and our relationship to it. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom to talk about this important subject. Well, Israel is an amazing place, and if you look through history, there have been many nations that have come against Israel, and all of these nations have ultimately become superpowers of the world, but as they've come against Israel, they faded from the scene of history. The pharaohs in that Egyptian dynasty, the most powerful nation on the planet, Assyria, the most powerful nation in the world, Babylon, the most powerful nation in the world, the city of Jerusalem was burned, destroyed, and yet Babylon came to an end. Rome, the powerful Roman Republic, ultimately came against Israel. And guess what happened? The Roman Republic ultimately disintegrated. So throughout history, the scripture from Genesis chapter 12, where God is speaking through Moses about Abraham, that those who bless him, he will also bless, and that his seed will be many, innumerable around the world, is true, and it's been holding true through history. Right now, there's a lot of challenges, Holly, facing Israel. There's challenges internally, there's challenges externally. Internally, as we know, for those of you who are following Israel, they've gone through two election cycles this year, and their system is different than ours. They don't have like these different parties where one party wins, one party loses. They do have parties, but you have to have a majority of your particular group elected to get a majority of people, 61, because there's 120 members of the Knesset, their governing legislative branch. You need 61 of those from your party in order to have ultimate control. What happens is they have so many parties, easy to create a party. So what you have is you'll have the Likud party, which is from Benjamin Netanyahu's party. And they get 20-some individuals elected to the Knesset. Then you have another party, and they get certain ones. And the one that has the most votes then gives the privilege and is tasked with cobbling together a majority of 61 or more individuals from different parties. It's like in the United States, if we had the Republican and Democrats and Independents and Green Party and Socialist Party and other parties all running, that you have to actually reach out to these other parties and you have to provide them a certain high-level authority positions and agree to what you're going to do as a government. You can imagine how difficult that is. Mm-hmm. So they went through that process earlier this year. And they weren't able to. The Likud party had the majority. Blue and White was like right behind it. And that was a new party. And as a result, they weren't able to cobble together a coalition government. They had to go through another election. They've done that. And now they're in the position of still not being able to bring together a coalition. And the question is, well, they'll have to go through a third election. So there's obviously challenges internal. They need to create a solid ruling party. The other challenges external are all the enemies around Israel and Iran. Iran is beefing up its nuclear weapons. And then here in the United States, we see anti-Semitism on the rise. Of course, there's never been a better relationship at this moment between the United States and Israel. But then there's also some members of Congress that have been newly elected that have only been there less than a year that have spewed out some unbelievably anti-Semitic things. In the midst of this, God has birthed all of us. And this is an exciting time to be alive here in the United States of America, to be an ally of Israel, to see what's happening on the world stage. And it really is a call to us to pray, mm-hmm. to get involved, and to be aware of what's happening in America and around the world.
You know, and that's really good information you gave about what's going on there. And it'd be easy to ask the question, well, what's the big deal? How does this apply to me here in America? Well, no other country has God addressed as his precious treasure. He has loved people in Israel. Yes, they have rebelled at times, but he has consistently shown his love and his care. And you know, you think about as we approach the season when we're about to celebrate the birth of Christ, that's where our Messiah was born, and that's where he will come back from. So yeah. We are to protect and to be allies of God's precious treasure, Israel.
We wrote a book called Why Israel Matters, mm-hmm. and the subtitle is Past, Present, and Forever. It matters in the past. It matters in the present. It'll always matter. Mm-hmm. We have a 13-part TV series as well. Why Israel Matters, Past, Present, and Forever. In fact, the book is available if you want to obtain it, as well as the 13-part TV series.
And that
we
also have a booklet. Is so informative.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, it's so inspirational. Yeah.
It's amazing what's in there. In fact, even people who have been to Israel many times, they learn new things because there's so much about what's in that series. I just gave the Why Israel Matters to a friend, part of a Christian TV station, and he started reading it the last few days, and he has not yet been to Israel, but
I bet he wants to go now.
Yeah, he said, unbelievable. He finished the first three chapters and said how amazing it is and what he's learning. We also have a booklet as well called Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family to address exactly, Holly, the question you asked. But let's look at, for example, Joseph. You know, Joseph had dreams, and Joseph's dreams were that God was going to appoint him to some high-level position over his brothers. And, of course, he was the favored one of the family. His dad made him the multicolored coat. His brothers, of course, didn't like the fact mm-hmm. that he was favored, that he had been sharing these dreams. How dare
jealous,
this little boy, the younger of the family, say he's going to be over even the eldest of the family. How awful, offensive, and rude that is. And so as a result, they threw him in a pit.
Mm-hmm.
They threw him in a pit. That was a low point of his life, but it even got lower. It got lower to the point where he gets sold into Egypt, human trafficked. Now he's in prison in Egypt, and he ultimately has additional dreams. And now he's in a prison in Egypt. How, God, are you going to fulfill this dream? You know, maybe my brothers were right. I'm not sure that he thought that, but, you know, you could just think it through
my
in your mind.
My circumstances aren't looking that way.
My circumstances are looking pretty bad.
Yeah.
And now the Pharaoh wants to kill everybody because the wise men, he thinks they're all frauds. And Joseph ultimately says, well, wait a minute, let me pray about this. And he gives the interpretation. The bottom line is he then becomes the number two person in all of Israel.
Only God.
Genesis chapter 50, verses 19 mm-hmm. and 20 is when he confronts and reveals to his brothers who he is. He's bringing them there. They're nervous. And then he says, I'm Joseph, your brother. And they, oh my goodness, he's going to kill us now. And he goes, no, don't worry. Genesis 50, verse 20. What you planned for evil, God was planning for good. And that's the history of Israel. And just to review the history of Israel and to understand how God has taken a people who have been rebellious throughout the years. You read Isaiah, you realize how rebellious they had been. Read other passages of Jeremiah. And yet God has been faithful to them. And against all odds, what others have planned for evil, God has through history over and over and over again used for good.
And shown great favor to those people.
You know, if you ever have a doubt about whether God is real, whether miracles do exist, just look at, among other things, the history of Israel. Against all odds. In fact, there is actually a DVD set. It's quite lengthy. It's multiple DVD sets, and it's called Against All Odds. And really it is. You know, it may be that you're in that place. Maybe you feel like Joseph, no doubt, did when he was in the pit or in the prison and even perhaps on death row. And yet God had a plan for him, and he was faithful to God, and God raised him to a position to bless others. And maybe God is doing that to you, wherever you are in your particular life. But wherever that may be, I encourage you to read the scriptures, press into our Lord. Israel is an amazing experience. We've been there many times, and the Bible literally comes to life. It becomes real, cinematic, 3D, if you will, color. For more information, you can visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can also go to Christians in Defense of Israel. That's cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.